You don't get what I'm saying? And don't think that we're such a poor establishment. Those day and age, we cut out your appendix, you shelled out 25,000 naira. I'm not joking. Caesarean section in my hospital was 35 grand. When we're paying 600 naira and 900 naira a month. Yet, we didn't pay. And when you talk to someone and say, no, I will never borrow. My God is not a poor God, but you already owe him. That kind of thing. They know they pray that kind of thing. In fact, God no go even answer. Walk up to the bank and say, guys, while I'm praying for somebody to fall sick and pay me 25K, just give me 20K first. Let me boost the morale of my staff. Are you getting my point? Forget, look, I'm teaching this so you understand this one. I never borrow, never borrow, never borrow. Sometimes you have already borrowed. That is, you have definitely borrowed. You are owing. But what I'm trying to emphasize is that make it a duty. The Bible says, don't give your eye rest. Once you are in bondage, don't give your eye rest until you have delivered yourself from bondage. Now let's not get back to that. When I talk about the matter of borrowing or not borrowing, it is a matter of wisdom. For 5 days, I've not had a car to drive. Because the other car that's in my family, it has become essentially my wife's car, her shop, school-run car, you know. I have 3 children that go to school. So early in the morning, she takes the car to go and drop the kids in school, do her runs, do everything. All of you know my old BMW. It's been the mechanic for 5 days. Now, what am I going to say? Someone said, what's wrong with your car? I say, it's age. I know what's wrong with it. The fan belt caught one day, then something closed, then the car overheated, bust my radiator, I had to buy a new radiator. With the mechanic said it was not good, then we found out it was good. Cut a long story short, sha. When people say, what's wrong with your car? I say, it's age. I was telling my friend that came here just now, Mike, he has a car in our house. I said, Mike, you wanted to dash this car to your uncle? He said, yes. I said, please don't. He said, what's wrong with it? Because DJ has been driving the car, and I've seen what DJ has suffered. I said, if you dash somebody this car. I said, sell the car, give the man the money. The man will be happy. He said, what is wrong with the car? I said, age. Age. One day the car didn't start. We said, it's battery. We bought the battery, put the battery. 3 days later, it didn't start. I said, is the battery dead? The electrician said, no, it's not battery. I said, it's alternator. He said, no, it's not alternator. He said, what happened? One wire leading from one coil to the distribution head of this thing is caught. Fine. He fixed it. The next day, they showed up without the car. Deji, where is your car? He said, no, great, enter gear. I leave him for office. All right. Then one day, they fixed it. Then Deji was carrying me down here one day. I said, why am I enter gear one? He said, bros, this cannot enter gear one again. When did that start? He said, nah, yesterday. Now I call my friend Mike. I said, Mike, please, don't dash this car to anybody. Sell it. He said, somebody go buy him. He said, yes, now. Someone know this taxi, but they go buy him. Don't worry. You make 1,000 naira, fix it with 500, buy fuel with 200, 300 bucks will follow you. Now, forget my joke. Let me tell you where I'm going to. Do you know that if I want a new car tomorrow, it's not a difficult thing. If I walk across to Kia, I tell them that I want a Kia Optima. They'll look at me, check my status, check where I work, check my pace, check everything. They'll give me a Kia Optima. Except that it was for freedom that Christ has set me free. No longer to be subject to the yoke of slavery. You give me care optima. At the end of the day, half of my salary, shoom, is gone. If somebody say, Pastor, good morning. Why are you greeting me now? What's the problem? You keep on going. The man suddenly becomes perpetually broke. He's driving a fine car, but it's always broke. I said, no, I don't want. People say, no. I walked into a shop the other day. The manager said, Pastor Banky, let's give you some facilities now. Hey, in my mind, look at you sounding like a generous man. You are looking for who you will collect this money. Before I put my account out of UB, the guy who was in charge, they said, let's give you some things. Now, let's give you money. We're in the business of give and take. We give you money, you take it from us. I say, yes. Right now, I'm not owing you money. My account's not balanced. Today, 200 naira deduction. Next day, 100 naira. Say, what happened? Say, you gave somebody a check, and the check was now up to 20,000 naira. Say, what was I supposed to do? Give him my ATM card. Next day, you wake up. Ah, what did you do this one? You drop money from this. Ah, I said, I'm not owing you money. You are treating me like this. When I come borrow your money, income, 1% per quarter loan maintenance fee. Is it a car? The only bank that I know that charges that in Nigeria. I said, I'm take off. One man and they say, I like my freedom. Those when I was in Lagos, I didn't have a car. I didn't feel bad. You know my reason? Because the cars people like me could afford, they were the rapidly, frequently breaking down type. I said, when a bus, and it has happened several times, that I'm inside, breaks down, you know what happened? You come down, cross the bridge, take the next bus. In fact, like one of my friends said, one day he entered two buses that broke down one after the other. He said, Banky, I not pay that deal. He said, the first bus break down. Now I tell the conductor, square! The conductor released the money when he don't pay. He entered the next one. That one break down again. Tell the conductor, where my money? The conductor return the money. He check where they go. He don't close. He walk out the rest of the distance. You get what I'm saying? That was my gospel when I was in Lagos. As a story I've told several times, one of my colleagues had to go and buy a car. A Nissan. Which one of these Nissans now? Cut it down to the church. He bought a car for 55,000. And he was feeling cool, feeling wife. Now he owns a car. Before they drove the car down, you see, I used to stay with my cousin who dealt with cars. I mean, it was their business in the house was car business. They had a small car shop on Western Avenue. So I knew about cars. I just take a glance at the car in my mind. A cardboard. The glory has departed from this car. Everybody do congratulobia. Me too, I do my congratulobia. Inside my soul, I said, this guy, you're on your own. Cut the long story short. He will drive the car for 2 days. The car will drive him for 3 days. You know what it means for a car to drive you? Yes, you've not seen men driving cars before. You've seen cars driving men. May a car never drive you. Hey, in Jesus' name, may a car not drive you. As much as I believe in prosperity, believe me, before car begin drive me, I go buy a bike. Buy a brand new. Buy a customized crash helmet. Put placard on the bully, Pastor Banky. They won't suspect that I'm broke. They won't. They'll say, that guy is very humble. They won't know the truth. He say, you see, men of God always like to drive Jeep, but I like this guy. He's a humble man. They won't know that there are different things that make a man humble. I'll go and ride my bike very well. I will do that before I let a car drive me. My friend will drive a car for 2 days. In fact, there's this joke. When am I crying? People laugh. I was in the office one day, mechanic appeared. He said, please, where's Dr. A? I said, he has gone. I said, what's the problem? He said, I brought his car back. I finished it. I wanted to return it to him. So I said, oh, sorry, he has gone. He said, all right, okay, let me take the car away, that I'll come back tomorrow. I said, no problem. I was sitting in the office, walking. 10 minutes later, the guy came back again. He said, Doc, I said, what's the problem? He said, can I park the car here? I said, why do you want to park the car here? I told you they were taking it away. He said, actually, sir, is it not green tag here? I said, motor car that you have kept for how many days? It's not green tag here. Me, sir, I said, I know small backers, and let's come out. I said, maybe the clutch cable cut. He said, no, it's not the clutch cable. Me too, I tried this thing. The clutch was firm. Then you press the clutch, you try to move the gear. Yeah, crrr, he said, okay, can I keep it? I said, no, well, you can keep it here. We parked the car. After some time, he showed up again. He had brought 6 boys. He said, they are pushing it back to the workshop. But, you know, he said, the clutch disc or clutch plate or clutch CD, whatever it is, something just done bad, sha. I look, I said, this car. No. This is the Bible says, a blessing of God, they make rich. And they don't add sorrow. The first time my friend balanced financially after that time was when they got tired and he jacked the car up. Then his life came to rest. Now, why did I tell the whole story? You want a new car? I do. I know how different ways to get. If I tell you I want to change my car by next week, I can. Except that what comes with it? Are you getting my point? I will have gone to borrow money. One wicked soul of a bank will be bleeding me regularly. And I will be shining for ignoramuses to see. You know what I mean? Ignoramuses. You see a man shining outside. Don't know the decay inside his soul. When you have all gone to sleep. When David said, in peace will I lay me down and sleep. Because the Lord alone makes me dwell in safety. But the troubles inside the man's soul keeps him awake. As you are going to sleep, you are snoring. The Bible says the sleep of a laboring man is good. Say, but the rich, because of the plenty troubles, the man can't sleep. You have gone to sleep. You don't have a cow. You have gone to sleep. You have shined your shoe, paid a bookie $10. Your shoe is shining for tomorrow's walkabout. The man you see driving the shiny car, he can't sleep. End of this month, installments. The bank collecting $65,000. And this is when my brother said he's going back to school. Oh my God, and the rent is due next month. Hey, Father. Hi. And pastor said we should sow a seed. Hey. You know what caused the whole disturbance? The car he's driving. Please, I hope you are getting the story I'm telling about borrowing. Number one, the most important thing for every Christian is one, pay what you owe and pay it on time. Stop telling stories. It's the wrong business practice. You are injecting a wrong spirit into your business. Then number two, avoid putting yourself in bondage. That's what I've said in all of these ones. That is why I live very, very free. You've heard my story about housing. There's a way God made my soul. I can't live in a small house. I've seen people say that, they have built houses. My wife told me the other day about her colleague, they built a house. When she finished describing the house and the land it was on, I said, it's not a bad thing though, but this man won't live there. When I want to live in there, I like a big house. Do you get my point? Big house. It's my soul. That's the way God, people say they like sports cars. I don't like sports cars. You know, the taller, the better. The wider, the better. That's just my soul. You don't have to be like me. Are you getting my point? Now, for that reason, when they say they are selling houses, I say, how much is that house? They say it's 5 million. What is it? They say it has one and a half bedrooms. I said, then you'll be paying 30,000 a month for the next 25 years. I said, I can't live there. Look, I have 4 children currently, and 1 wife, and 2 adults living with me, and 1 visitor, on the average, 1 visitor a day. And I have a dog. Alright? And maybe my wife and I were thinking about getting another cat to live so that we chase away all the visitors we don't want. You know what I mean? Those small, small ones that crawl. Now, I'm trying to bring out something. People say that, they just want to own the house. I say, well, you see, I'm so sure of where I will live in 10 years' time that God will provide it. Owning a house now doesn't give me any security. The house you know how many people who owned houses on the El Rufai came to manifestation? El Rufai came to teach some people the fear of God. They sweated, did everything, and built house. El Rufai said, hear me, O saints of God, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof are like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. When El Rufai moves a bulldozer upon it, he removed. There was one house we stayed. We went to draw somebody in Abuja. I said, praise God for the owner of the house. They bought a very massive, massive plot of land and built the first house at the back. That was the saving grace. Because El Rufai came and removed the whole front of the compound and said it's his own. Put a road on it. So those people, they still have a house and small land. If they had built the big one in front, El Rufai would have brought it down. What am I going to say? You have a house now, it's no guarantee that you have one in 10 years. I saw all of these things. I told myself, the Bible says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So I rented myself, did you hear what I said? Rented myself a big house. One, I have the space that I need. I have the peace of mind that comes with it. That's number one. And then number two, I am not in distress trying to pay interest on one huge loan to go and buy a house that I'm not enjoying because I want to proudly say it is mine. Listen, faith, that's why we're discussing. We are talking faith. Christianity, faith is part of your business. I hope you get my point. I told you before that everything is currency. Everything has value. When they were selling the Oshonic share price, guaranteed all of them for almost 30 naira, you didn't have money to buy. It's now 7 naira 50 kobo, 6 naira 50 kobo. If you have faith, it's time to buy. That is, if you have faith, your faith becomes the currency with which you will buy. In the same manner, there's peace of mind that you get with your faith that other people use money to get. So, what I'm really saying is this. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God has given you enough resources for one day. Don't forget to listen to that message. Open my eyes, oh God. It's a very powerful message. A lot of people are in distress because they have used credit to put themselves in bondage. I said I was going to comment on the Western world credit system. It was based on trust. And this is how it is. If you own a house, you will live in it one day at a time. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So they say, why don't you pay one day at a time? Then over a long period, the house becomes yours. You don't have to pay again. That's the logic behind this mortgage thing. So that you won't remain in perpetual debt forever, always paying a landlord. That was the concept. So the whole thing was designed to help you own something that will make it easier for you to earn more in life. I don't know whether you get my point. That is, if you have peace of mind, you can focus on your business, focus on your calling in life, and make success of it, and pay effectively for those things that you're already using. So you leave school, instead of lying on the mat on the floor for some time, instantly somebody says that, look, we know you have the capacity to earn. So you will need a TV, they said, fine. You need a bed, you need kitchen utensils, fine. So you can have them. We know you will pay us over the next few months, and you pay us some interest on the amount of money that you're supposed to have paid originally. And the man says yes. Actually, it's a very good system. If we don't understand it, we say, as are the people in bondage. Listen to me. The reason why people are in bondage to the credit system is only one reason. It's called covetousness. Because I said, what wise men do at the beginning, fools do at the end. Alright? This is what happens. Suddenly, when you wanted to start out, they helped you with a small car to move around. And because they saw your earning potential and you were paying, then one day, say you sell with a Kia Rio, then your friend, for information, when you had 5 A1s, he managed to get only 4 credits. Then the guy drove up one day with a, he came with an a G-Class Mercedes Benz. Now he looks at your boy, how far now? He said, this one, you can have one too. If I just have to tell you, you don't have to say anything. You look and say, this guy thinks he's sharp. The next day, you are watching TV. I wish you go to America and watch television. It's very common. Even South Africa TV. If you watch DSTV, you see it. You go look the motor. Look yourself. After I deserve it, okay? You buy the car. And then, you look again. The latest, what's the name of that LG? Scarlett. A whole new series of TVs from LG. You know, you feel very cool. You go and get yourself a 56-inch Scarlett. That's only $75 a month. Nothing spoil. You keep on accumulating. At the end of look, after 1 month, you are heavily souped up. You are still managing. This time around, you just manage to spend everything you have, settle all your bills. They say an average American is only 2 paychecks away from bankruptcy. If he loses his job for 2 weeks, he will lose everything he owns. Let me tell you something, just to help you understand something of this credit issue. American car business, that the three major manufacturers, GM, Chrysler, and Ford, contribute 10% of America's GDP. You know what they mean? Everything that American produces, software, hardware, that's computer software, all these things you pay internet, Facebook.com, YouTube.com, Yahoo.com, Google.com, put everything together, all the money they earn in a year. Only those car companies contribute 10%. with all the oil they are mining in Texas, they are drilling in Texas, everything they are producing in America, the car company alone contributes 10%. See how huge that market is? Listen to this. You know why they are going bankrupt? They sold those cars to guys who really don't have the money to pay. I'm not ringing out something. Those guys put their own citizens under pressure. You drive a car. My friend was telling me that once he went to, I think, to help me buy parts for my car. So they drove down to the dealership, all right? The Toyota dealership. They drove down in a Camry. You know, American car, look, this is not a joke. This is an exaggeration. If you drive a car, that's why brand new car, I'm not too excited. A car you drive in Nigeria for, no, forget this thing. You know, Kia is in Enugu. They bring their cars from Lagos, right? Or is it from Port Harcourt? Anyway, Lagos. They drive it on the road. Or did they fly it? They drive it on the road. This is not a joke. To come and put in their showroom in Enugu, all right? It has gone through more gallops than an American goes through in 1 year. And that, God is my witness, I'm not joking about that. This is Enugu to Onitsha. American cars, not life just easy for those cars. A car they have driven in America for 1 year is newer than the brand new car in a shop in Enugu. Why? Because the car had to drive on the road to Enugu. Now, I'm bringing out something. So they drove up into the dealership in this car. And there was an Avalon parked there. And they just admired the Avalon. And that's it. The salesman started his speech. Started explaining that, you see, he knows that they are paying, that's my friend's sister, spending about $200 a month on that Camry. And that, you see, all she needed to do is trade this one in, bring this one back. They will give her the Avalon. That the Avalon was returned by somebody who had clocked less than 10,000 miles on it. The car was, if you've seen an Avalon, you will love God. If you know what I'm going to say, the car is beautiful. You understand? And that all they need to just bring in the Camry, they'll give her the Avalon. All she needs to do is pay an extra $100 a month. That one tell us, thank you very much. I am not interested. Driving Camry come out. So that's what they do. $100 here, $50 here. You add one thing, you'll be living a very, very comfortable life, but you can't dare not work for 1 week. What am I saying? What is wrong with the credit system is that it makes it easy for people to lose self-control. It makes it easy for covetous people, all right, to eat their future today. The real idea behind credit system is that we can give you your comfort on a daily basis. Do you get my point? You want to buy a house, because if you pay rent in a house for 30 years, you will have paid enough to own the house. So why don't we help you own it? That's the concept. But no, suddenly people are no longer content. Covetousness is what went wrong with those credit systems. And it's in your face every day. It's in your face every day. You sit down for a house, you're managing your car, they will give you the new one. The brand new Nissan Titan for only $265 a month. They won't remind you that the tax on driving the Nissan Titan is not the same as driving your Kia Rio. What am I trying to explain? That's the second point. Whatever you do, don't put yourself in what? Bondage. Let's forget this issue of I don't borrow. American businesses, Western world businesses, their markup on sales is very, very narrow. They can afford to sell something that they bought for $1,000 for $1,050. You say why? It's simple. They didn't pay the $1,000. They didn't pay it. I'm talking about the good side of the credit system. So, HP will take their computers, ship it to Best Buy as an example, expecting Best Buy to pay them every quarter. Because they didn't pay HP. If HP said, this each computer, we are giving it to you for $600. Best Buy, that's why they do sales. Because the faster it moves, the more profit they make. But we can't afford to do it in Nigeria. You know why? That $600, you will pay it upfront. Until you sell it, peradventure you borrow the money from the bank. Interest on that $600 is counting. The staff, everything is counting. So by the time you are letting go of the computer, you have tied down $600 for maybe 2 months. So you cannot afford to sell it for $650 because you have to pay all the expenses. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm trying to explain. But the other man there, no. He takes his $600, he holds it. The day he sells is the day he pays. So he can afford to sell for $650. 6:25. And Christmas time, he slashes down all the prices.